Look at your hands. Amazing things, really. 10 digits capable of working in harmony. And with those two opposable thumbs, we carry at the ends of our arms two miracles of nature, capable of wielding a mighty hammer or a tiny tweezer, able to construct a colossal bridge or the most delicate woman's wristwatch. Miracles of nature, indeed. Marvelously engineered by our creating God. Look at your hands. Just look at them. In his hands, in his very own hands, God scooped up a mound of clay from a river's edge and shaped it into his own image. There on the banks of that river, God breathed his own breath, his own spirit, into that dirt man's lungs. And whoosh, he became a living being. I wonder what Adam saw when he looked at his hands. After the incident with the fruit, after his banishment from the garden and his fall away from God, he almost certainly saw dirt in his hands. Cursed is the ground because of you, God said that fateful day. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Dirt, caked on his hands from digging in the dust, was what he saw. Trying desperately to eke out a living from the earth, then only thistle and bramble came forth from his labor. Adam was accustomed to digging in the dirt. But the dirt lay deeper still. Dust you are, God reminded Adam that day, and to dust you shall return. Even if Adam could wash away the dirt from the fields, he would never get to the bottom of it. Look at your hands and think about dirt. Because someday those hands of yours and those hands of mine, along with everything else that is us, will yield again to dust. We are born in Adam's image. We too are dust, and to dust we shall return. But I also wonder whether Adam didn't seem more than just dust as he gazed into his hands. Because you see, if God molded Adam from the clay, I think I know well enough about sculpture to say that with certainty that Adam must have been covered with God's fingerprints. And I wonder if, as a final act in putting Adam together, God didn't press his almighty hand into the hand of Adam. I wonder if Adam bore on his fingers the very fingerprints of God. Because if that's so, then hands with those same marks, now marked as well with prints from nails, would one day rise from the dust again. And those same hands would beckon Adam and Eve and all the children of dust to rise as well. Good news will follow, children of dust. Good news indeed. But for now, consider dust.